This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root magically appears on TV, even though it's a radio show. Here I am being simulcast on TV by Lindell TV. Right here at frankspeech.com, click on Lindell TV 2 and you're on, or it makes it so much easier. I don't have to even talk about where you find Lindell TV or Brighty on TV or Blessed News Network or Real America's Voice TV or USA Radio. You just go to rootforamerica.com. That's my command central. That's my website where it all begins. You can watch Wayne on TV. You can listen to Wayne on the radio. You can listen to Wayne's podcast. It's all at rootforamerica.com. Right at the top, it says watch Wayne on TV, listen to Wayne on the radio, listen to Wayne's podcast. You click on it, and you're on. You know, if I'm live, I'm on. And if I'm not live, it shows you how to find a library of all my past shows, including, you know, today's, yesterday's, the day before's, et cetera, et cetera. If you're wondering why people like Trump so much and why Trump-like candidates are winning all over the world, I just wrote a commentary about it, but this sums it up. Here's an Irish politician who calls for the execution of Irish citizens who protested, who had the nerve, the audacity to protest the stabbing of three Irish children by an Algerian national. He says, "I'd like to see them shot in the head." An immigrant politician from the city of Limerick at a council meeting called for the execution of the individuals involved in the Dublin protests. Isn't that amazing? Who are these slime balls, these scumbags, these pieces of human garbage who don't stand with the citizens of their own country? They stand with the invaders, the barbarians at the gates. The Limerick Post revealed Limerick City Council member Abu Kalam Azad Talutkar, who immigrated from Bangladesh in 2000, responded with sick comments on Monday. He called the people involved in the protest criminals who should be shot in the head. "I strongly believe this is not the face of Ireland. This is just some criminals looting shops." And by the way, I don't think it's right to loot shops either. If you're going to protest against illegal immigration or open borders and letting everybody legally in from all over the world to change the demographics of Ireland any more than changing the demographics of America, you should protest, but you shouldn't burn anything down and you shouldn't loot a store. I agree with that. But he says they come to the streets and they rob. They should get shot in the head. Not even an animal does these kinds of things. Very shameful. And they should get public punishment. And then he says, "I'd like to see them shot in the head or bring the public in and beat them until they die." Interesting. Interesting. Very interesting. They hate the citizens. These politicians hate the citizens. So, and I see why the citizens were mad. Again, I would never burn down a building. I would certainly never loot, right? Never loot. I never steal. My parents taught me that. And they were looting and stealing, no question. But they were looting and stealing because they're so angry that their country's being destroyed by their own government. And I get that anger. I get it. And I'm telling you, it's coming to America, too. It's coming here. Here's my latest column. Trump isn't just winning big in America. He is spreading all over the world. Trump is spreading. How did Trump become Superman, Batman, Elvis, and the Beatles rolled into one? So Trump isn't just winning big in America. A Trump clone, Javier Milei, was just elected as president of Argentina. A Trump clone, Geert Wilders, was just elected as the prime minister of Netherlands. A Trump clone, Conor McGregor, is the new nationalist hero of Ireland, defending the Irish people from foreign invasion, and he may also be the next prime minister. Heck, a Trump clone was just elected the mayor of Charleston, South Carolina, the first Republican elected as mayor since 1877. You've heard the song, I'm Turning Japanese, I Really Think So? Well, the new hit single should be, We're All Turning Trump, I Really Think So. All over the world, we're turning Trump, I Really Think So. Everywhere in America and all over the world, Trump is spreading, the idea of Trump. Did you see President Trump entering the UFC arena 2 weeks ago? It was the most amazing scene ever. It was like Superman entering the arena. 20,000 fans went insane screaming for Trump. Did you see President Trump entering the football stadium last Saturday for the South Carolina Clemson college football game? The crowd went insane even more at an even higher level than the UFC crowd. It was like they just seen Elvis return from the dead. 80,000 fans went wild for Trump, screaming his name and chanting USA, USA, USA. It was literally one of the most exciting scenes in sports history. The fans were literally hysterical with the celebrity that just walked in, Donald Trump. Americans don't just like Trump, they love Trump. They can't get enough of Trump. Trump is America squared. Trump is the new national hero, and all over the world, Trump represents America to others. Trump has become hero, martyr, superhuman. Superman, Batman, Elvis, and the Beatles rolled into one. Women melt, men's knees lock, football players swoon, even macho UFC fight champions have tears in their eyes at the mere mention of Trump. Name the celebrity, whoever it is, no matter who they are, no matter what point in history you're talking about, Trump is bigger. In every corner of America, in every corner of the world, they all know Trump. They all love Trump. They all idolize Trump. In some cases, they fear Trump. Polls back me up. Trump isn't just beating Biden. He's beating him in every battleground state. Trump is winning among youth. Trump is leading among minority men. Trump is winning in almost every poll at Real Clear Politics. And if Trump is winning the popular vote, that means he's winning an electoral landslide. But here's the most remarkable stat of all. Trump is doing the best in history, in his history of running for office since 2015. This is the best he's ever polled. Trump was always trailing Hillary, often by a wide margin, yet he won the presidency because polls always undersample Trump voters. Trump was always trailing Biden in almost every poll of the 2020 election, nationally and in most battleground states. Rarely did any poll show Trump ahead, yet we all know Trump won the 2020 election as well. Democrats had to rig and cheat with millions of fake mail-in ballots with no voter ID to overcome huge Trump leads on election night in major battleground states that would have given Trump an electoral landslide. But now, for the first time in history, Trump is actually winning in every poll. These are the same polls that underestimate Trump voters. Trump's winning, and he's winning big everywhere. In the GOP primary, he's winning even bigger. He's leading by 50 points, 64 to 14, in the latest morning consult poll over Ron DeSantis. The latest race to the White House poll is Trump winning the GOP primary in all 50 states and winning the delegate battle, 2,311 to 67 for Nikki Haley and 63 for third place Ron DeSantis. Trump's winning so big it's not even fair. He can pass the finish line running backwards with both hands and one leg tied behind his back, have dinner at Mar-a-Lago, give a speech in Iowa, and then fly home to the finish line, and he'd still wait a few weeks for Ron and Nikki to wobble in. How dramatically have things changed? Trump was just endorsed by a co-founder of Black Lives Matter. How did Trump go from supposedly unpopular, washed up, and the GOP's past to Superman, Batman, Elvis, and the Beatles rolled into one? How did he become the prohibitive favorite for president while under four federal and state indictments? How did he win over the country while facing hundreds of years in prison? The answers are so simple. First, everyone knows the 2020 election was bogus, rotten, hinky. Everyone knows that. Polls show everyone, Republicans, independents, and even a huge percentage of Democrats believe there was massive election fraud in 2020. Second, Biden and Bidenomics have literally ruined the country. Anyone with a brain can see what's happened since Biden took over, and they all want Trump back. Whether it's the economy, inflation, interest rates, jobs, open borders, wars around the world, it's clear that things were remarkably better under Trump. And then there's the two biggies. Number three is that people have woken up because of the indictments, because of the weaponization of government, because of the persecution of Trump, because of the censorship and banning. For the first time, and the FBI raids. For the first time, the vast majority of the American people now understand it's Trump versus the evil deep state. The evil cabal in power clearly wants Trump dead, disqualified, or in prison for life. They're scared to death that only Trump stands in the way of their evil plans. He is their last hurdle. If the communist, globalist, DC swamp creatures, and deep state traitors succeed in taking Trump down, we're all next. More and more Americans have woken up. And from the results in Argentina, Netherlands, and the riots in Ireland over open borders, it's clear that Trump is spreading. Not the person. He's not a man anymore. He's a superhero, a legend, a martyr, and a symbol of the fight between the people who want freedom and prosperity and the deep state and Big Brother who want to enslave and impoverish the people. Fourth, it's clear Trump has sacrificed his life for us. He was a billionaire with the life of his dreams, and he gave it all up to save America and the great American middle class and make America great again. And now it's all on the line. It's pretty clear that Trump either wins or he spends the rest of his life in prison. He did that for us. He sacrificed for us. That's why Trump is now Superman, Batman, Elvis, and the Beatles rolled into one. Democrats have only themselves to blame. They made Trump into a superhero. They made him superhuman. Thank you, Democrats. You built this Trump. You built this Trump. My latest column that'll be out tomorrow at conservative sites around the country. And it's pretty clear. It's happening, man. Trump is bigger than life. Biggest celebrity that he's ever been. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number 1 best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike.
spike proteins. This patent-pending, no-comedian product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-comedian and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Because you could cry if you don't laugh, because things are so bad. Things they're trying to do to us are so bad. I do believe we're going to win in the end. No matter how horrible things are, I think we're going to win. And I not only think Trump's going to win, but I think we're going to win. America's going to come back only because God is in charge. Other than that, we wouldn't win, because it's impossible to win. Against all odds, we can't win. But if God's in charge, we can win. So here's Babylon B. Ireland declares asking an immigrant to stop stabbing you is a hate crime. That's hilarious. That's exactly what these people are like. And that, you know, the key to comedy is it's got to be some truth in it. That's how crazy liberals are. And then they got a picture of a little squirrel with a MAGA hat, a red Trump MAGA hat. It says squirrel wearing MAGA hat seen scampering away from falling national Christmas tree. That's hilarious. And then one more. Oakland votes to allow Hamas to move into newly vacant Coliseum. You know, they would do that. They would. And then, wait, I got to do one more. Here's one more. To encourage Biden to rescue hostages, posters will now feature photos of WNBA players. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. You know, because Democrats can only be motivated to rescue you if you're black, obviously. If you're a black woman who plays basketball, not if you're a Jew from Israel. MyPillow's the sponsor. That is funny. And because there's truth in it. MyPillow's the sponsor of this show, and they're having their big winter sale. So if you need Christmas gifts for everybody close to you, it's their big winter sale. Go to MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Get up to 80% off plus free shipping for a limited time. So you get 80% off the product and free shipping? Unbelievable. Just use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, at both MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. And I also want to mention one other thing. Being that it's Christmas, and I've got two books out. This book came out last April. It was like March 30th, I think. So basically last spring this book came out, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And it was the number one bestseller at Amazon for a couple of weeks. It was number one. We sold 10,000 copies in about 10 days. Unbelievable seller. But it wasn't ever available during Christmas. So this is a great gift to put under the Christmas tree for any conservative in your life. And I would get the series, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn, yours truly, and The Great Patriot Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn. Two great Christmas presents. Buy them, wrap them up together, and give them to the conservative in your life. Because most people say, I don't know what to get somebody. You know, what do you give to the man who's the head of the household, man who has everything? He's already got nice clothes, nice car, nice home. He pays all the bills. What do you give that guy? Give them Wayne Root's books. Go to Amazon. It's the fastest way and the best way to buy a book. I don't care how liberal Amazon is. They send the book in 24 or 48 hours, and it comes, and it's there, and it's The Great Patriot Protest Book and The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and wrap them up together, put a bow on it, and give it to the conservative you love in a stocking or under the tree. When you talk about why people are angry, Special Counsel Jack Smith demands that Twitter give information on all Americans who ever interacted with Donald Trump. If you favorited Donald Trump on Twitter, if you retweeted Donald Trump ever on Twitter, a newly released document show Jack Smith wants that information. These people are sick in the head. They are communists. They are criminals. They are traitors. They belong in Guantanamo. Merrick Garland and Jack Smith are a danger to every single person in America who believes in free speech, and every conservative in America who loves this country and is a patriot. They want to take us down. Sick people. Court filings reveal a secret agreement between the Biden administration and environmental groups seeking to tear down a key power source. The U.S. government chose for months to hold secret negotiations and refused to share any details with us, says a leading industry group in a joint statement. A group of House lawmakers representing the Pacific Northwest made public a court-approved confidential mediation between Biden and environmental groups pushing to remove four hydroelectric dams in Washington to protect salmon. There it is. They don't care about people, just like that Irish politician. He'd stab the people in the back. He'd stab them in the face. He'd hang them. He'd shoot them in the head. Rather than have them protest against illegal immigration or open borders where you let everybody in. And these people would let you starve to death and die or freeze to death because you have no heat and no electricity in order to save a salmon. You're morons. You're insane. The only reason I want to save salmon is because I like them when I eat sushi. Morons. Here's another example. Crisis in New York. 94-year-old veteran struggles to move on after nursing home evicts him because they changed the nursing home. They evicted everyone and turned it into a housing shelter for migrants, for illegal immigrants. They kicked the veterans out for illegal immigrants. It's incredible what's happening in the United States of America. U.S. soldier who was, his army bosses demanded he drop all his equipment, leave it, and run for his life in Afghanistan and get the hell out of there. Now they're trying to bill him for the equipment they ordered him to leave behind. This is what's going on in America. We'll be right back.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. On Wednesday evening, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and Hamas. The Qatari foreign minister stated the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners. President Biden addressing Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert in her district during his visit to the world's largest wind tower manufacturer in Pueblo, Colorado. The president criticized Boebert.
She, along with every single Republican colleague, voted against the law that made these investments and jobs possible. And that's not hyperbole, that's a fact.
Biden attributed a $200 million investment in the creation of hundreds of jobs at the Siest Wind facility to the Inflation Reduction Act. In an interview with the New York Times, ex-House Speaker Kevin McCarthy revealed he refrains from criticizing Donald Trump on television because it agitates the former president. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
one of the great lawyers in the world today. And before I get to him, I have to thank my sponsor of the show, Energized Health. This segment of the show sponsored by the great founders of Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. Friends of mine attended my wedding, great people. Energized Health changed my life because of what I lost and what I gained. Energized is not a traditional weight loss program. Those don't work. It's a fat loss program, and I never had any weight to lose. I didn't know I had a ounce of fat to lose either, by the way, but I lost 25 pounds of fat, including dangerous inner-body visceral fat, gained about 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days on the program, and that was 3 years ago. I also gained two new TV shows at the age of 61 here on Lindell TV and on Real America's Voice TV. Has that ever happened in television history? I doubt it. At the age of 61, definitely not. I also lost years in my face. I look younger now at age 62 than in 2012 at age 50. Energized Health is my fountain of youth. It reversed aged me, and I'll be on this program for life because it's simple, it's easy, and it works. And by the way, my executive producer, Andrew Paul, had the same results. He's as thin as a marathon runner, and yet he lost 38 pounds of inner, mostly inner body fat. Here's your chance to be like Wayne. Energized Health can change your life and supercharge your health just like it did for me. And you get 40% off. Just say WAR for Wayne Allyn Root and call them. Just say WAR. 40% off, 888-444-8895, 888, toll-free, 444-8895, or go to energizedhealth.com and type in WAR. All right, we've got Alan Dershowitz with us, one of the most respected legal scholars in America, professor emeritus at Harvard Law School, best-selling author. His latest book, The War Against the Jews, How to End Hamas Barbarism, is available now for pre-order at Amazon. And once again, I find myself on the same side as Alan Dershowitz, which usually we are on this show. Despite you being a traditional liberal and me being a traditional conservative, we're usually on the same side on most issues. Boy, am I on your side when it comes to the Jews and the protests against Jews going on in America. Alan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I want to announce on this show that I have offered to testify against Harvard University, my university that I have been connected to for 60 years. I am a whistleblower. I am an insider. I know everything that went on at Harvard. Harvard is being investigated now by the Department of Education for being essentially an enabler of anti-Semitism. And I want to testify and really blow the whistle on Harvard's sordid history going back to the beginning of the 20th century.
That's great. I absolutely applaud you, and I think that's great. And you know me, I'm a TV performer, so I do things in a little more entertaining way. I'm just gonna get a video crew out to my home in the next week, Alan, and I'm gonna take my Columbia degree off the wall, and I'm gonna burn it in a garbage pail, and then I'm gonna write a column about how I graduated Ivy League Columbia University, and I've decided to burn my degree because they've made the degrees worthless. They're Jew haters and Israel haters, and I want nothing to do with them anymore. And they never got me any of my jobs anyway. Columbia never did anything for me. Screw them. Anyway, we both feel the same way about our alma maters. Your new book is called The War Against the Jews, How to End Hamas Barbarism. How do you propose to end Hamas?
Well, Israel has to go in and do what we did to the Nazis. We have to have an unconditional surrender. All-out war. And, you know, people say, oh, you can't destroy an ideology. Of course you can. We destroyed the ideology of Nazism. The German people thanked us for destroying the Nazis and became allies. And if we destroy Hamas, completely destroy it, get every single person who was involved in October 7th. And by the way, they weren't all Hamas members. They were individual people from Gaza who came across the border and just raped, killed, mutilated people. Every one of them has to be held to account. And Hamas has to be told they will never allow to crawl out from under their rocks again. And they will have to disappear. And I think then maybe there can be a possibility of some resolution of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. You'll never have a resolution as long as Hamas is there, because their charter says you cannot have a Jewish state or a nation state of the Jewish people or any Jews living on what they regard as Palestinian Holy Land. I guess they haven't read the Bible, because according to the Bible, obviously, God gave Israel to the Jewish people.
Correct.
And, of course, Jews had lived there before Muhammad was born. So, you know, Jews have a perfect right to have a state there, but not according to Hamas.
I wanted to say, look, nobody wants innocent people to be killed. Nobody wants women and children to be killed. It's called collateral damage. It happens in war at all times. The United States bombed unmercifully Berlin and Dresden and Hamburg and Tokyo and obviously Hiroshima and Nagasaki with atomic weapons, and lots of women and children died, but nobody aimed to kill women and children. But what they did was different, Hamas. They aimed. They had instruction manuals to go after elementary schools. They wanted to kill and murder and behead and rape and burn and also to kidnap little children, toddlers, and babies. So there's such a distinction between those two. And people don't seem to get it anymore, Alan Dershowitz. I just wanted to get your opinion on the distinction between war and collateral damage, not aiming to kill women and children, but it happens, versus aiming to kill women and children. There is no comparison between the two.
I agree with you. I think neither Israel or the United States ever targeted a child deliberately. Now, of course, Hamas defines child as 19. If you're 19 years old and you're carrying a bazooka or RPG, or you're carrying a hand grenade, or you're trying to rape somebody, of course, you're a completely legitimate military target. But Hamas wanted not only to kill Jewish civilians, it wants to kill its own civilians. That's why it puts right. babies and children in rockets and in front of tunnels. It wants Israel to kill collaterally as many children as possible, because it has for years engaged in what I call the dead baby strategy. It wants babies to be killed by Israel in Israel's effort legitimately to try to destroy terrorists, because it will then parade those babies in front of CNN and the New York Times, which willingly will distort the facts. And, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, and the people turn against Israel. And that's Hamas's strategy. That's the dead baby strategy. Kill Israelis, make Israelis kill. You know, Golda Meir once said, we can perhaps forgive the Palestinians for killing our children, but we can never forgive them for making us kill their children. And that's what they've done for years and years and years. It's been their policy. And I wish the New York Times and CNN would tell the truth about it, but it doesn't. And it just makes it seem as if Israel is to blame for the death of these Palestinians. I'll give you a simple analogy. I go into a bank to rob a bank, and they start shooting at me. The police come, and I grab you as my hostage, and I start shooting from behind you, and I start killing tellers and customers, and the police take aim to try to kill me, but they accidentally kill you. Who's responsible? The policeman is not responsible. He did his job. You are the person.
Right.
The hostage is responsible. That's why Hamas is responsible for every death of every single human sheep in Gaza.
And the other theme I want to get out, Alan Dershowitz, is that, you know, like with BLM, Black Lives Matter, right? We all agree, of course, Black Lives Matter, but all lives matter. White lives matter. Jewish lives matter. It's not just Black Lives. But the BLM movement was corrupt, and they stole the money. And I wish those protesters would understand they never helped a black person. All the people being killed in black-on-black violence in Baltimore and Detroit, all over the United States, Chicago, they never protested any of that. They never cared. They just stole the money. And so Hamas, same thing. All these protesters are so naive. The four founders of Hamas are worth $11 billion. What are they doing for the people of Gaza? Nothing.
They're hurting them. It's a kleptocracy. Look, the day Black Lives Matter was established, I opposed it. I favor the concept of Black Lives Matter, but I don't favor the organization Black Lives Matter, because from the day they were established, they turned against Israel and the Jewish people. So nobody should contribute a penny to Black Lives Matter. They have had a very negative influence on American academia. They have created this reckoning, which caused the creation of a $1 billion industry of diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is against real diversity of points of view.
Which is racist.
Against equality and against...
It's racist.
And one of the reasons I want to testify against Harvard is I want to demonstrate how this DEI movement has destroyed the academic credibility of Harvard and lowered
right.
its status as a great university. But
Agreed.
I do want students to continue to go there and to fight back, not to give up and say, let's go to different schools. No, go to Harvard, go to Columbia, and fight back and win.
Last but not least, you really warmed the cockles of my heart because I'm not a fan of Obama, and I always thought Obama was raised in, not thought, he was raised in Indonesia, and therefore I thought he favored Muslims over Israelis and Jews, and I just thought he was a very biased president. He did not love Israel, and I wanted to say to you that I loved when you called when you mentioned that Obama always had a deep hatred of Israel in his heart. You called him out and said those words, and I was very proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that. I have a whole chapter in my book, War Against the Jews, on Obama, because remember, Obama liked me very much. He liked me as a teacher. He invited me to the White House before his second election. He told me he had Israel's back. I didn't realize he meant to paint the target on it.
Yeah, and to stab him in the back.
I think he Israel. He was a terrible foreign policy president. Recently, a guy who's writing a biography of me called his office, and the office said, no, Obama would never say anything nice about Alan Dershowitz. So it's mutual. Standing Obama.
Well, I can testify. He's my classmate at Columbia, by the way. I think Obama hates Israel and the Jews, and I think Alan Dershowitz is a great man and good for the Jews and for America. Thank you, Alan, for everything you do. Alan's new book is called War Against the Jews, How to End the Hamas Barbarism, available now for pre-order at Amazon. Alan Dershowitz, thank you for coming on the show. God bless you.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T.
This year's hottest tour, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. Coming to a city near you. Go to TSOtickets.com for info. A heartwarming tale of redemption, accompanied by TSO's electrifying music and visual effects. The ultimate rock holiday phenomenon. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. A legendary blend of rock, classical, and holiday music for the entire family. Coming to a city near you. Go to TSOtickets.com for info. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is a black rapper by the name of Nardo Wick. Nice name, Nardo Wick. I don't know where he got that name from. But his bodyguards savagely knocked out a white kid who went to ask for an autograph from the rapper. And it's all on video. The bodyguards hit him in the face. One hit him in the face, and then he was standing there stunned, about to topple over. And a second one smashed him right in the head, and he went down on the ground and slammed his head on the pavement. He's got a brain bleed, and he's in the hospital with serious injuries. And the whole thing was caught on camera. And I ask again, isn't this a hate crime? Two black bodyguards hit a nice white kid who asked for an autograph nicely. Didn't do anything wrong. Stunned. Why they would attack him? He had no idea he'd be attacked. And they knock him down. He hits his head on the pavement, and he could have died. Luckily, they say he'll recover. They're not saying if he's got any permanent injuries from this, but he will eventually recover. But he was very badly injured. I mean, I watched it. It was a horrible, horrible fall. And he banged his head on that cement after two guys hit him flat in the face. It's a hate crime. What if two white men smashed a black man in the face who was doing nothing wrong, unarmed, and merely asked a question, and they smashed him in the face, and he hit his head on the pavement, and he almost died? Guess what that would be called? Instantly a hate crime. Why is it only one-way hate crime? Where in the hate crime statute did it say this can only be applied to white people who hit black people, never to black people who murder white people or hit white people? I just get so angry that if you're going to use the statute, then you got to use it both ways. It's clear this is racism. But, you know, they won't do it. They just won't do it. It's amazing. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Spike Warrior. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch, speaking of punches, ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news keeps getting worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, Wayne, please help. What can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. And now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity and DNA stability. Patent-pending Nocovidium was fantastic, but this is three times better. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. The genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products in one package. Remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com. And use the promo code WAR to get 50% off. Disclaimer, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right. So I mentioned in hour number one, I never got to it in this show, a couple things, and then I'll get some news stories. 75-year-old pro-health activist, a woman with significant health issues, is convicted for peacefully protesting an abortion clinic and faces up to 11 years in prison. A 75-year-old who's sick is going to be sent to prison for years for peacefully protesting at an abortion clinic. Our country is a banana republic. Family of a dead armed robber is infuriated that the store clerk had a gun and shot their brother, the robber. So these two sisters, Rochelle and Tone Ropley, are seething with anger over the death of their brother, Roosevelt Ropley, during his ill-fated robbery attempt. The store clerk's decision, they said, to be armed with a gun and use it to fatally shoot their brother is unjustified and unfathomable. Amazing. Amazing. You and I have no right to defend ourselves from a man who's not only robbing our property in our store on our property, has no right to be there, no right to take what belongs to us, but he's aiming a gun at us, and he could very well use it. How many store clerks have been killed in this country in the last 40 years, in the middle of an armed robbery? A lot. So you have every right to fire in self-defense. He did. They can't believe it. They're stunned. Somebody fought back. You have no right to fight back, according to these thugs. VA Medical Center orders Bibles removed from an all-missing man table. It's ordered staff to remove Bibles from every missing man table display, the VA healthcare system. Instead, the Bible will be replaced with a journal filled with blank pages. The missing man displays are meant to honor service members who are either prisoners of wars or missing in action, and part of that display has always included a Bible. And now the VA is saying you can't have a Bible on that table. Why? What's the crime with having a Bible? Who is the Bible offend? Unbelievable. How about Forbes magazine? Boy, have they gone downhill. Forbes celebrates Dylan Mulvaney as one of their 30 under 30. You know, they have issues of magazines where they honor, 30 people that are going to be superstars in America under the age of 30. Dylan Mulvaney, the guy who ruined Bud Light. The transgender weirdo who ruined Bud Light. Unbelievable. They honored him as 30 under 30. It's just so amazing. And then I told you in my opening commentary how popular Trump is. The most unpopular guy in America is Joe Biden. He's so disliked, he's even less popular than the least popular governor in the United States of America. Of all 50 polls, of all 50 governors, of all 50 states, the least popular governor is more popular than Joe Biden. That's it for tonight's show. Have a great night. I'm back on radio for another hour, but on TV, Lindell TV, we're done for the night. See you tomorrow. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.